World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
I'm looking at my Bible here. Got kind of a, I hate to use the term, kind of a religious prodding here this morning. I got a lot of good stuff I can throw up here from the culture. Spencer, I don't know why I don't see myself on my screen. I guess it doesn't matter. I struggle with it every day, really. Is this a spiritual show? Is this a show designed for your spiritual growth? Is this a gathering designed for our cultural growth? Is this a gathering to decide our intellectual growth? I want you to know, I struggle with that every day, because I know that, you know, you can't please everybody. That's why they have smorgasbords. You go to a restaurant, there's a smorgasbord, so you can choose whatever you want. And I kind of want this to be a smorgasbord. I don't always want it to be about what I think and what I say and what I believe. And one, if there's anything I'm proud, most proud about in our show, is I'm not afraid to take on those hard subjects. I'm not afraid to say, I don't care what your granddaddy said to you. I don't believe that's true. I don't care what they taught you in your church for 65 years. I'm not sure that's true. That's where I want to be. And folks, understand this, that none of the things that we discuss, none of it is, what's the word I'm looking for? A salvation issue. None of it's a salvation issue. Spence, I'm a little nervous. I don't know why. Am I normally up on the screen? I'm not up on the screen. On my screen, I'm not up. Not that I need to be. See, folks, we argue over non-salvation issues. And I can make some of you really nervous right now. If I wanted to do a deep dive and get into, I'm not going to do it, okay? I'm not going to do it. But I want you to know this, that I don't believe, just me, I don't know what I believe. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know. I don't think I believe that dispensational story. I don't think I do. I'm not going to go to war on it one way or another. I'm not going to go to war on it. I'm not. But I don't think I believe it. And if I did some history, some real study of it, of Darby and Darbyism and all that stuff, I think it's a bunch. Just me. By the way, not a salvation issue. I don't have to believe in the rapture to be raptured. I don't have to love Israel to go to heaven. I don't have to do that. It's salvation is Christ alone, by faith alone. Period. That's what it's about. We're told somewhere in Galatians, maybe it's not, I don't know where it is, foolish and unlearned questions avoid. What would be a foolish and unlearned question? The end times. That'd be foolish. It'd be okay to know at some point. It's like when you go on, I just went up to Wisconsin. Michelle and I drove up to Wisconsin with Betty. God bless you, Betty. Thanks. Drive up to Wisconsin. And I don't know about you guys. I kept looking at my map to see how much further I had to go. When are we going to be there? But see, it's not about the trip. It is about the destination. And here we live in this world. Who knows how long we're going to be here? Who knows what this world is like? Are we in a tank? Are we in a fish tank? Are we in different dimensions? I don't know all that stuff. None of it. Salvation issues. None of it. Yet that's what we divide over, isn't it? It's what we focus on. End times. Anybody know anybody that just dropped over dead? Anybody know anybody? I do. I just got a notice of one yesterday. So all that stuff that they've been arguing about and fighting over, dispensationalism and Israel this and blah, 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 It don't matter. I don't know. They're going to stand before the Lord, give an account for everything they ever did. That's what my Bible says. And so I guess here's my appeal. How about a little bit of grace? If you really believe what you believe, what does it matter if I don't believe it? If you really believe what you believe, then why do you get mad if I poke holes in it? Why does that make you mad? If you can't defend it, it's like the whole 911 story. You guys still believe that 911 story? Do you still believe that? And if you begin to poke holes in it, then people call you, a conspiracy theorist. It seems to be the easy way out. Do you think COVID was a... what's the word I'm looking for? A weapon? I think COVID was a population weapon. I do. And so what do they say when you bring that up? COVID's a population. They bring up, conspiracy theorists, right? Do you believe Lee Harvey Oswald killed John F. Kennedy? Oh, no. And if you don't believe the standardized storyline, then you're a conspiracy theorist.
Boom.
Come on, folks. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. If we begin to talk about real spiritual things, about the weapons of our warfare not being carnal but mighty through God to pulling down the strongholds, we begin to talk about the real invisible realm around us and demonic possession and demonic oppression and taking authority, then the other side thinks you're nuts. The other side, are you with me? So look, I just want you to know this. Again, you are welcome to come here and believe whatever the heck you want to believe. But I'm going to tell you this. At some point, we're going to kick you in the groin. At some point, I'm going to say, okay, you believe it? Prove it. Prove it. Right? Spencer, I hate to be redundant. There's something crazy going on my screen today here. I don't know what it is. I see the notes in a really small one. It doesn't matter. We're going to move on here. But foolish... You don't have to mess with Spence. It's okay. maybe this would be a good jumping off spot today. What would be a foolish and unlearned question? Because we're supposed to avoid those. Oh, I heard that, Lord. I love the Holy Spirit. I want to start off with this. I hadn't planned to. I want to start off with this. Go down to... Where is it? John Rich, number 3. Are you guys looking at me? Are you looking at me? Huh? I got a couple of emails again yesterday. Trump ain't a second coming, okay? Okay? Trump ain't a second coming. Is Trump, is he part of the cabal? Is he owned by the Jewish lot? I don't know. It ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm going to say this. I'd much rather have Donald Trump as president than Joe Biden. That's me. I'm going to ride that horse. Because, again, it comes down to not what Joe Biden does. It comes down to what does the church do? What does the church do? What do we do? What do we do? And I can tell you this, in my opinion, we're more welcome to share the gospel now than certainly in the last 4 years. Folks, they've been locking up Christians. They've been locking up Christians. You want to argue and debate whether Donald Trump's part of the Jewish mafia or the Kabbalah or whatever? Huh? Oh, yeah, he does this. I get it. It ain't got nothing to do with him. It has to do with us. What are we going to do? I got my eye on that boy. I'm watching that boy closely, but I'm sure glad Biden ain't president. Now, is it a two-card Monty? Meaning, are they playing both sides again? I don't know. Hey, let me just ask you a simple question. Right now, depending on what you... I heard that, Lord. What are the qualifications to be president of the United States? If we were going to pick a president of the United States, what would be the qualifications? You don't have to answer. I just want you to think. What would be the qualifications? And who determines who's qualified? Who determined Kamala was qualified? Who did, out of all the people in the world, why did we end up having Kamala Harris and Donald Trump? Why did we end up having Joe Biden and Donald Trump? Aren't there any crazy question here? Just me. I know some stuff Donald Trump don't know. He knows some stuff I don't know. Am I qualified to be president of the United States? This is show number 2,383. I've spent, that would be minimum of 2,383 hours studying Christianity and the culture. Would you all agree with me? Now, we know it goes on longer than that because the after show sometimes goes 2 hours. So I'm giving at least 2 hours of my day every day to the studying of my faith and the culture and how those two work together. I think I'm qualified to be president of the United States. You know, I ran for Congress back in 2010. And I'm sorry if I'm making this about me. Let me get it off my chest. I ran for Congress. And I was in one of those debates, there were eight of us running. And somebody says, Mr. Dobbenmeyer, audience, what qualifies you for this position? You ever think about that? What qualified Mitch McConnell? What qualified, how do you get qualified to lead? What are the qualifications to be a representative? What are the qualifications? And so this idiot's asking me, what are the qualifications? And I said, well, really, I have a degree in honesty. Is that the answer? I have a degree in honesty. I'm an honest man. Do you need another? Do you need another qualification? You want a long list? You want me to tell you about my PhDs and my MEDs? You want me to tell you all that? No, I have a long history of being honest. That's my greatest qualification for this job. And people don't care about it. They really don't care. Look, Christians didn't vote for me. When I ran, I put a big cross hat on, put a cross on my... Christians don't want Christian men in power. They really, really don't. Can I tell you why? Because of the divisions in Christianity. There are some Christian Democrats who don't like me because culturally I don't line up with them. See? So their faith becomes cultural. Left wing, right wing, divide, conquer. That's what the enemy has done. And rather than just saying, you know, I don't always agree with Coach Dave, but I'm going to vote for him because he's honest. Wouldn't that be so? How about that? That'd be a good place to start, wouldn't it? So I'm going to show you something. I'm sorry, I'm kind of rambling here. I think it's important, though. Got number four ready for me? What qualifies Donald Trump to be president of the United States? Fame, money? What qualifies him? Hey, Mel, don't let me forget to pray here. Don't let me forget to get on. Fame, money. What else qualifies him? Life's experience. Well, we all have life's experiences. What qualifies him to be president? If they were to elect you president of the United States, and all of a sudden you're in the Oval Office, and you don't have any idea how you've been a businessman your whole life, and they put you in the Oval Office, what would be the first thing you'd look for? Somebody you could trust who knew what was going on. And what if they gave you a vice president like Mike Pence, who was a Christian, and he gave you really, really bad advice? Okay, so John Rich, this is pretty cool. It's real quick. John Rich, the singer. John Rich, the singer? Because I hear people say this all the time, and I agree with him. Donald Trump gave us the vaccine, didn't he? He gave us the vaccine. He bragged about it. And I'm thinking, dude, you're killing people. What's going on? See, I don't know about you. I don't have Donald Trump's phone number. I can't call him and say, hey, Trump, you're listening to the wrong people. I can't get a hold of him. I don't know how to do it, right? And he's the father of the vaccine and is proud of it. He's proud of it. Huh? Fauci? Fauci, oh, hang, I got a video on that. Fauci is so caught. Why? Because evil men have crept in and unaware. They change the truth of God into a lie. And they worship and serve the creature, people, rather than the creator. Fauci doesn't serve the Lord. Bill Gates doesn't serve the Lord. Most of the people in Congress don't serve the Lord. Why are we surprised we got what we got? Why can't the Christians in your local county, wherever your representative might be, why can't all of the churches in your district get together and say, here's our guy? Why can't they raise up and run a Christian man and say, all Christians, vote for this guy? Can I tell you why? Because foolish and unlearned questions. We can all agree. Christians can't all agree. Is this guy honest? Yeah, I don't agree with his policy, but he's an honest guy. So this is fascinating. This is John Rich, the singer, right? John Rich, the singer. And John Rich had a conversation with Donald Trump. Put it at about 1.5 speed. I think it's fascinating. Because think what you want about President Trump.
We're sitting.
Can I tell you? Are you looking at me? He may not know what you know. I know this. He doesn't know what I know. But I don't know what he knows. And so we're all operating from a position. I don't want to call it expertise because it may not be expertise. But we are all operating from our knowledge base. Can't teach what you don't know. You can't fix what you don't know is broken. And if people come and I could tell you another story. My lawnmower broke down one time, push mower. I couldn't get it to start. This guy walking by says, he gets down there, tries to help me start. Says, is that Magneto? He swore. He says, is that J.D. Magneto? Now, I don't know about you. I don't know. Anybody know what a Magneto is? I still remember the word Magneto. I said, dude, can you find me somebody that can fix Magnetos? Because I don't know what the hell it is. So we become prisoners to what we don't know. We become a prisoner to what we do not know. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And so if you don't have knowledge about a certain subject, what do? You go find yourself an expert. And then what do you do if the expert lies to you? What do you do if the expert has a different agenda? How do you ever know who's telling you the truth? I'm going to tell you this right now. I have friends, dear Christian friends, who believe stuff that I think is foolishness. And those same dear Christian friends think I'm lost because I don't agree with them. Somebody say amen, son. I got a friend out there. Vinny, tell me out, Vinny. Help me out. Yeah. Right?
Boom.
So the only way that I can be accepted is if I believe what you believe. What's her name? Oprah called it your truth. Your truth. There ain't no such thing as my truth. There's just the truth. Just the truth. And how do you know you are right? Well, the scripture says to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. I'm all over the place. Okay, hang on. John Rich, put it at 1.5 speed. A meeting he had with the president. Think about that. Think about it. Folks, COVID hits out of nowhere. Does Donald Trump know anything about COVID? 5 years ago, 4 years ago, does he know anything about COVID? So if COVID hits, what do? You go to the experts. What if the experts are crooks? What if they're crooks? What if they're wrong? Right? Have you guys seen this? Are you listening to me out there? They're now admitting, Spencer, you could Google this if you want to, maybe during while we play this thing. Do you know what they're saying right now? Do you know what cures cancer? Does anybody know what they say cures cancer? Come on, anybody out there know?
They're now Ivermectin.
Ivermectin.
Boom.
Ivermectin cures cancer. What? Yeah. Why? Because. Ooh, I'm getting goosebumps. Cancer is a parasite. It's like the infestation of honeybees, the infestation of ants. And then you go get a biopsy, and they open up that biopsy, and they break that sac open to do a biopsy. And what happens when they break open that pot thing? Why, some of those bees get out. And then those bees get in your bloodstream, and they swim from your lungs down to your kidneys. And they go from your kidneys into your... I'm telling you, one of the worst things you could ever do, my opinion, is get a biopsy. Because a biopsy cuts open a sac. Oh, man. Ivermectin, a potential anti-cancer drug derived from anti-parasitic drug. Cancer is a parasite. Cancer is a parasite.
Boom.
It's not a clump of cells. It's a clump of parasites. It's a beehive. It's an anthill inside your body. And it has the ability to spread, but usually it doesn't spread till it's biopsied and cut open. Dr. Paul, you out there listening? Anybody listening to me? Hey, I'm just a helmet head. That's all. I'm just a helmet head. They're treating, what are they doing? They're treating with chemotherapy. They're doing everything they can to kill you by killing it or kill it by killing you, no matter why.
Amen.
You get cancer if you survive. Whew, God bless you. God bless you that you do. They're going to try to kill you with the treatment. So then you got to get rid of that cancer. Yeah, man, there's a lot. Okay, I'm saying. So John Rich went and sat down with the president because President Trump was proud of the work that he had done over COVID. And John Rich, see, what if you surround yourself with sycophants? In other words, people who are just always telling you that you're doing the right thing. We're in your what folks? You can't operate in that. By the way, that's the average church. They all get together and they got it right. They got it right. Nobody else does. They got it right. And so, if you surround yourself with Paula Whites, then you're going to get Paula Whites theology, probably. Right? Okay. So here we go. This is John Rich. Sat down with the president. Sat down with President Trump. Go ahead.
Sitting there, and everybody's eating their food, and President Trump is not president at this time, and he's talking to the senators. He's talking about really important stuff, and I'm just minding my own business going, I don't know how I got in this room. Well, okay. I'm sitting elbow to elbow with him. It's about an hour into dinner. I hadn't said a word, just been listening. And Trump gets to eating, and you've seen him do this move right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wherever, in the big boardroom, he does this. Okay, that's what he does. He goes, can I ask you a question, John Rich? He never calls me John. John Rich. I look at him, I go, yes, sir. What's the question? He goes, well, you do a lot of big shows. Like, you're an entertainer. Yes, sir. You play for really big crowds. I go, I do. I play for really big crowds for a long time. He goes, well, have you seen these rallies I'm doing? Like, it's 30, 40,000 people. I said, yeah, it's unbelievable. He goes, so here's the question. Why are people booing me at my rallies when I bring up the vaccine? This is the question from the President of the United States. A guy who is very proud at that moment of the fact that he was able to stomp the gas pedal and get that thing out because he's under the impression this is going to fix the problem.
Operation Warp Speed.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So here's a guy who, to his own admission, one of the biggest egos on the earth.
Yeah.
And he's very proud of this. And I respect him to, there is no limit.
Right.
But I'm being asked a very direct question. And so, man, I went, looked at him and I said, okay, I'm going to tell you the answer and you're not going to like it. He goes, okay, what's the answer? You're going to look at me like this? I said, let me start off by saying this. We, the American people, do not trust the people that you were forced to trust at the time when this was happening. Let's start there. And I said, by the people we don't trust, here's who I mean. The FDA, the CDC, the NIH, the WHO, Fauci, and all the rest of them. I said, Mr. President, we consider them to be a bunch of murderous, depopulationist psychopaths.
And his reaction was,
that's a good way to start.
His eyes are, he goes, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
He's stunned.
No, he is stunned that I said that. I said,
folks, you know what an echo chamber is? You ever been in an echo chamber where you sit around and everybody agrees with you? Everybody agrees with you. Yes, sir, Mr. President. Trump's in an echo chamber. Yes, sir, Mr. President. Oh, you're doing the right thing, Mr. President. Yep. Nobody wants to challenge the boss. Go ahead.
Now, let me tell you why they're booing you. I said, because all of them, including me, I said, I would boo you. I would boo you.
You did not.
I would boo you.
Really?
If you brought that up, and here's why. And he's looking at me, and I'm thinking to myself, this is the last time this guy's going to invite me to anything.
Yeah.
He's never going to call me again. I'm throwing massive shade on a former president's, in his mind, one of his biggest accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
And it dawned on me, nobody had told the man what I was telling him right now, because they all work for him. They all got something to gain from him. Yeah. They're not going to tell him this. Because they're not serving him well. I don't work for him. And I think a lot of him, and I want him to understand the truth about it. So I said, here's the problem. Here's why they're booing you, Mr. President, because every human being out in that rally, either themselves or they know someone directly who has been harmed by the vaccine or has even died from it, including me. I said, I got members of my own family who were forced to take it against their will to keep their jobs. And now they've got all kinds of problems, big problems, heart problems, mm-hmm. lung problems. And he's looking at me and he looks around the table and he goes, this is unbelievable. I mean, he goes, Has anyone else heard this? Herschel Walker, he was running for Senate at the time. He goes, Mr. President, I mean, down in Georgia, my constituents come up at my rallies. And what John just said, man, I hear every single day. Mm-hmm. Looks over at Marcia. Marcia's sitting there going, you know, she looks around the table. And then Lindsey Graham, who's sitting across. So you're here, or I'm here. I'm sorry, but you're Lindsey Graham.
Sorry, no, you're Lindsey.
I'm sorry.
Hey, how's Lindsey, everybody?
Okay. Lindsey Graham, and you're me. Okay. As I'm going into the part where I said, even in my own family, I have Lindsey Graham busts in with it swishing his Chardonnay around and said, Mr. President, if you listen to conspiracy theorists like John Rich, the Democrats are going to take credit for what you did and they're going to beat you in the next election with it.
Oh,
and so I'm looking at Trump and he's sitting over there and he does that. And I looked at him and I said, do not interrupt me when I'm speaking. Do you understand me? What? And he looked at me and he goes, well, I didn't mean to disrespect you. I go, yeah, but you did.
Oh.
So.
Right now you look like Wyatt Earp. It's very
intimidating. Trump is right here. You're Lindsey Graham, okay? I go, I'm holding him.
Okay. Yeah. You're Lindsey Graham. I look
back up as the president. I look at him one more time. I go, now let me finish what I was saying.
Oh, man.
And then I finished it. Okay. Trump ended that by saying, so I guess... no more vaccine talk. I said, I think that's a good idea. I said, I think you're going to learn a lot about it. But yes, I think that's a good idea because that's the only thing that would make us ever boo you, Mr. President.
Yeah, because you're right. I mean, that's one of the things that I think a lot of people didn't agree with him on, and it was the vaccine and him being proud of it. And Jason actually has a story that's similar to that.
Well, the thing about Trump and the vaccine, Trump never mandated the vaccine.
No, exactly.
Trump said, you're all the doctors. Go figure out how to make this stop.
Yeah, we need to make this available.
And he trusted these people that we now all know are a bunch of depopulationist animals. We all know that now, but he never mandated it because mandating an experimental medical procedure violates the Nuremberg Code. It's a crime against humanity, which I hope we see that play out because people need to be held accountable for that in a major way. I think it will.
Yeah.
So that was the story there. So, you know, again, he has called me since then. He does text me back from the Super Bowl. He has invited me to. So I did not lose my friendship with him. I think if anything, based on a couple of things he's asked me over the last year or so, he probably appreciates the fact that I'll give him, say something to him that he don't really want to hear that.
Amen. Amen. Put that in the chat. Several of you have requested it. Wow. That's the way friends, look. I'm not here to defend Donald Trump. I have lived this. As a high school football coach, Coach Norm, I know that you're out there. Thank God for coaching. As a high school football coach, when I went to London High School, I adopted. They got rid of the old coach. He resigned. They hired me. They didn't know me from Adam. I go into this new job. All of the assistant coaches are part of the previous coaching staff. I'm the new guy. I don't know the school. I don't know the players. I don't even know the coaches. Not really. I've moved 60 miles from my home, got my family trying to get in, going on. And I am depending totally on the previous coaching staff. Only to find out they didn't want me to succeed. Does anybody know why they didn't want me to succeed? Anybody know? Come on. Anybody know why they didn't want me to succeed? Because one of them wanted to be the coach and he didn't get the job. And they're figuring this guy don't know what he's doing. So we'll just kind of do whatever here and we will undermine him. And then he'll either get fired or he'll leave. And then I'll be the new coach. Amen. Somebody say amen out there for me. Huh? You get it?
Amen.
Amen.
So I'm listening to and trusting people that I think want to win. And they don't want to win. They don't want to win. They want to be in charge. And I've said from the very, very beginning, I saw sabotage in the Trump administration. sabotaged by people he thought he could trust. Mark Trump, come on in.
Who suffers when that happens, Coach? So in your case, you had to wait on it to play out. Well, the children are the ones who are suffering, the athletes. That's right. All right?
Yep.
In Trump's situation, while they're jerking him around, who's suffering? We are. So it's always someone who suffers that the people put on the hook, and they don't give a crap about the children. And in my work, it's the clients who suffer.
That's right.
Whenever the company don't do something they should, it's the clients who suffer while they're waiting and getting people in place and all this, right? Mm-hmm. So we're all faced with it. So what do you do about it? So let's talk about that. What'd you do about it, Coach? How'd you get out of that situation?
Well, but happiest day of my life as I look back. Coach Norm's in there. I'd like to get him to pipe in, but he's not. Coach Norm and I, we team talk. I'm sorry, hang on. We had a history, Coach Norm and I did. He had been the football coach at London High School before the previous guy. And Norm was still there as a special education teacher, and I was there as a special education teacher. And Norm and I had known each other for 15 years probably. And it was midway through that year that Norm began to tell me that stuff ain't good. And at the end of the year, after that, we'd gone 3-7 that first year. Coach Norm walked across the hallway, came into my room, says, "Hey, Coach, I'm ready to start coaching again." And at that point, things started to happen, because now I could get rid of all those other guys, because I knew I had a guy who had my back.
Amen. Okay.
So that's what happened. That changed the whole thing, and we took off like a rocket. So we have to understand, folks, that there are those surrounding Donald Trump today who want to be Donald Trump. They want to be president. They want to get advanced. They want to be sitting in that table. It's about them. Very few people. I'm sorry. I hate to tell you this. Very few people that you come in contact with don't have their own agenda. Very few of them.
Amen.
And the sooner you realize that, it's okay that somebody has an agenda. It's okay. But you better understand they got one. And it may not be yours. When it gets right down to it, it may not be yours. So that's what I'm saying. That's why I think Trump coming back now is different, because he inherited the old coaching staff. He didn't know. And I, look, I'm not a Trump lover. I thank God it's not Kamala Harris in there. Anybody else amen that one? Oh my goodness! So let me share a couple other things here, and then I want to open it up. I don't want it to be always about what I think, but I'm going to tell you something. Will you look at me here? Some of your theology is wrong. Sorry. Some of it's wrong, and I'm not the only guy that disagrees with it. Whatever your theology is, I'm not the only guy that disagrees with you. And there's nothing wrong with having a theology. There's nothing wrong with having deeply held beliefs. There's nothing wrong. We're all pursuing truth. We want to believe the truth. But I'm going to tell you something. What if you've been getting bad advice? Not in a, what's the word? They're not trying to destroy you. They're just giving you the knowledge that they have. Pull up Fauci. Are you ready for this, folks? Ready for this? Dr. Fauci, which one is it, Spencer? Number 10. This is Fauci 15 years ago. 15 years ago, Fauci. That's not it. There it is. You ready? 15 years ago, Fauci. It's only 25 seconds. You ready? Go ahead.
She's had the flu for 14 days. Should she get a flu shot?
Well, no. If she got the flu for 14 days, she's as protected as anybody can be, because the best vaccination is to get infected yourself.
And
if she really has the flu, she definitely doesn't need a flu vaccine. If she really has the flu,
she should not get it again.
No, she doesn't need it, because it's the most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself.
Vinny, boom,
boom.
Now ask yourself this: who did Trump listen to? Fauci. But Fauci had an entirely different story. Second time around, didn't he? Not every coach, he just texted me. Huh? Let me see what he said, coach. He must be listening out there. Right? He got bad advice. Nothing worse than bad advice. Who you can trust and who you can't trust. Bad advice. He said Mark hit it on the head. Who suffers? The rest is history. There's not a story that will ever take a place like yours. Thanks, Coachy. Huh? Right? Folks, listen. You're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. And if you're going to a church where it's nothing but yes men around the pastor, that ain't good. That ain't good. I wanted assistant coaches to tell me that's wrong. We used to have fights, not literal, arguments. We had arguments in the coaching meetings because one guy said we need to do this and another guy said we need to do this. And as a head coach, I had to make a decision. Which one are we going to do? And whichever one we choose, we're going all in, baby. And let's go all in on this one. And if we made the wrong decision, we will correct it later. But a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And I'm going to tell you this. If you think that you're going to fight hard to restore America while believing we're about to be evacuated, you're deceiving yourself. There I said it. There I said it. If you really believe that we're about to be evacuated out of here, you ain't going to fight hard. Sorry. It ain't a life or death situation. It just isn't. It isn't life or death. I got some more. Pull up number 9, and then I'm going to open it up to you. Hang on. Well, this, folks, can I just give you some good stuff here? Let me give you some good stuff. Let me give you number 8. Play number 8. Tom Renz. You know attorney Tom Renz? That's not it. There. What, okay, just real quickly. Tom Renz.
Every childhood vaccine is going to be mRNA. They're integrating it into every single one. So they're changing the childhood vaccines to something new. They won't go through reapproval. They won't go through anything. They'll just change them. And all of the childhood vaccines are going to be gene therapies. So if you get your child a vaccine of any type, it's going to be a gene therapy. It's going to alter their genetics. That's the game. That's where the money is. That's where this is going. People don't care. These guys don't care about the COVID vaccine because they've made their money off of it. They've gathered their data. They've done their gene therapy experimentation on the population. But the thing that's dangerous is that they're tinkering with your genes. And that's what they're going to continue to do. They are now integrating mRNA into every vaccine out there. So you want to talk anti-vax? Here's anti-vax. Do not get any of them. There will not be another needle put in my arm, so help me God for a vaccine if I have anything to say about it or my family. None. Zero. Every one of these are now getting mRNA treatments. They're redeveloping them, redesigning them, and all of them are going to include gene therapies. There's so much money in this. It's mind-blowing. Now, here.
Boom! Boom! Hang on, I see somebody. Nancy, I'll get you. Just hang on there a second. Let me find another one here. How about? I got so much good stuff today. Pull up number 6. Pull up number 6. I'll get you in there. I promise. Elon Musk explains. Look, folks. I'm beyond Democrat, Republican, okay? I'm beyond that. They've infiltrated both parties. It's not Democrat, Republican, right? Okay, so get that out of your head, but that's okay. But Elon explains what they're trying to do. Whoever that uniparty is, what they're trying to do. And this is my belief. Donald Trump is not part of the uni party. That's what I think. Republicans, a lot of Republicans hate Trump as well. What does Elon say is going on? This is important. Go ahead.
If they had another 4 years, they would legalize enough illegals in the swing states to make the swing states not swing states. They would be blue states. Then they would win the presidential. They'd win the House, the Senate, and the presidency. They would then make D.C. into a state. Maybe Puerto Rico, get 4 extra senators, pack the Supreme Court. So then you'll have the House, Judiciary, Senate, and Presidency. all blue. And then they will keep importing more illegals to cement that outcome. Basically what happened in California.
Jesus Christ.
It would have been the end. That's why I went so hardcore for Trump. It was otherwise been the end. And that's why the Democrat machine is so intent on destroying me.
It's just so fascinating that people can't see this.
I mean, I invite people to do their research. The more they do their research, the more they will see that what I'm saying is absolutely true.
Boom. Boom. Jack, come on in. I lost some of you that were in there. Come on back in. Get you in there. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, two things. Number one, that's what voter ID is all about, making permanent Democrat voters.
Folks, listen. Hang on, Jack. Hang on. Folks, we got to stop using Democrat, Republican. A permanent authoritarian class, Republican, right. Democrat combined. Go ahead, Jack.
I wish someone, I'm sure Trump doesn't know, that what Tom Rentz was talking about is that once that vaccine is approved, they can change it without any oversight. I'm sure that in Trump's little world, no one is told him that. I'm sure he's assuming that somebody's making sure that the changes are being updated and oversight. What's the problem? Here we go.
Yep. Amen. 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 So, folks, we got to realize that we live in a time of universal deceit. Just think. Come on now. Come on. Just sit here with me a second. Think how many things that they've taught us that we now know just aren't true. It's just not true. The whole Kennedy thing is just not true. 911, just not true. It's just not true. Waco, just not true. I could go on and on and on. Stuff they're telling us that is just not true. Why? Because the Satan is the author of confusion and lies and bondage. And until we understand good guys, bad guys, Christians against the world, until we see it that way, we're not going to understand what's going on. A lot of wicked Republicans. I wouldn't. Huh? Lindsey Graham? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? On our team? Mitch McConnell? On my team? Head of my team? No. Christ lovers and Christ haters. I hate to tell you that. I'm going to hate to tell you something. Oh, Lord, I have to say that. Oh. You know who some of the biggest Christ haters are, don't you? Artie, come on in.
Yeah, good morning, Coach. Good show today. I got a couple questions I want to ask you guys and see what you think. You think Trump had connections to the pharmaceutical companies? You think he made money off that vaccine?
Probably.
To get shots as well?
Probably.
And what about Fauci? That viper. He's a snake.
Yep.
He's one of the snakes on the caduceus, you know what I mean, in my opinion.
Yep. I think that he knew. He ought to be hung, right? He ought to be publicly hung.
He should. And the thing is, I think, is he's seen a Jesuit. He was part of that global agenda. Follow me. He's a Jesuit, and he's a part of that global agenda. And yep. Here he is just lying to the general public.
Yep, and getting away.
I mean, that's treason. He deserves death, doesn't he?
He does. He does deserve death. Now, Artie, let me go back to one, because you made a really, really good point. I think possibly Trump made money off the vaccine. He probably owns stock. My opinion, I don't think he did it to make money. He didn't need any more money. He didn't do it. I think Biden maybe is money hungry. I think Biden might do stuff to line his own pocket. I don't think Trump saw the vaccine as an opportunity for him to make money. Did he make money off of it? He may have made money off of it, but I don't think that was his motivation. That's kind of my take on it.
I wonder if Judah knows anything about that. Judah might have some information about that.
Really, Judah? You're the expert. Hang on while we're getting Judah in here. Pull up number one. Here's another guy that they don't want you to hear. All right. General Flynn, going to name names. You ready? Go ahead.
We cannot move forward
the nation cannot move forward. I don't care how good our you know, how much Trump, you know, adjusts the economy, and he will. But we cannot move forward unless people are held accountable. And I mean very, very senior people, and they all know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about, and I've said it many times. You know, it's the you know, start with Obama and work your way down, right? I mean, and you know, maybe you don't throw a former president into prison, but maybe you do. Maybe it, you know, maybe somebody says, "Well, you know, he where did it, where who directed you, John Brennan? Who directed you, Jim Clapper? Who directed you, Susan Rice? Under oath, under the lights, you know." And with the threat of prison, okay? And say, who directed you? Well, you know, if they say nothing, okay, then that's fine. Then you're going to go to prison. You know, you're going to prison. You're going to prison for treason, okay? Treason. That's a very strong word. It's a very strong word. And like all these pardons, right? These pardons, people. The only thing that can't overcome a pardon is treason, is the commitment of treason. I mean, I get called a traitor all the time. And you know, I say, well, wait a second. And, you know, so if I'm a traitor, why am I walking the streets, right? If I committed treason, why am I walking the streets? I was never charged with that. They dismissed my case because they lied, right? And so, you know, you think Mueller and Wiseman, Andrew Wiseman, who was the deputy to Mueller, would have let me go? Had I was a traitor or that I committed treason? The treason was committed against me as not just Mike Flynn, an army general, but the national security advisor by a duly elected president of the United States. The outgoing administration under Barack H. Obama committed treason. They committed a conspiracy to undermine a duly elected president, and it hasn't stopped. It hasn't stopped.
There you go. Craig Mickle, come on in.
Well, I'm asking you this question. Maybe Spencer could share the screen and type in, what was the first messenger RNA? So, Coach, what's the difference between RNA and DNA?
I cheated in biology in high school. I didn't even have to take a biology class in college, so help me.
Okay. Well, DNA is structure. RNA is information. So what's Mark Trump do? He writes information to go into machines so they can't get hacked, right?
All right.
I'm not sure. I can't read one. So and when you go in there, when I typed it in, I'm not sure if Spencer got the same thing. This is what it said. Okay. On mine, it says AI has no it says AI has no information on when the first mRNA was. Well, artificial intelligence is pretty smart. And when I did that search, it said it doesn't have any information. Okay. So what they've done, okay, and where this is the vaccine debate. What they used to do is they used to take the virus, whether it was a measles or whatever, they would tamp it down so it's not, you know, super, super strong. They would inject it in your body, your God-given immunity would say, this is a foreign agent. Okay, let's think together. Let's write our code. Okay, this is how we're going to attack measles. And guess what? You would be your own best immune system. That's why Fauci said, if you caught the flu, you got the best immunity, right? Because yep. Your body wrote the script. What's going on now is the script is written in a laboratory. It's injected into your body, and it says, this is how your body is going to deal with this. You've usurped the immune system that was designed by God.
Well said, Craig. Well said.
That's why it's messenger RNA.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
And that's why it's going to show up in the next generation, right? Because we have changed the DNA, folks. Changed the DNA. Hey, listen, could your sperm be changed? If you took a shot, could your sperm be changed? Is it a now messed up DNA that's going to be passed on to your children? Woman, has her system been altered because of this thing that they put inside, this poison? Is this the mark of the beast? P.S., come on in. You left me. Come on back in. P.S. and then Judah. or Judah, then PS. Go ahead, Judah.
Morning, Coach. Yeah.
Hey, Judd, this shows something, isn't it? You don't hear this crap anywhere else. Go ahead.
It's very remarkable, and for everybody who gets a chance to listen, pray about it, understand it, and then go seek out the information. We're not the ones to do all the educating here. This is just, it's a puzzle, and everybody brings their puzzle piece together, and when we put them all together, we got a team picture. And
hey, so Judah, it's like this. I don't know what the truth is, but I know that ain't it. That's kind of where I am. Are anybody with me? I don't know what the truth is, but I know that isn't it. Go ahead.
Whoever the gentleman was that was speaking, let me just contextualize it from this perspective. When you understand the Georgia Guidestones and what Coach and these guys did in terms of staking those grounds from a spiritual standpoint.
Right.
The Ten Commandments of Lucifer and what they were trying to do at that point, reducing the population down to 500 million.
That's what it says. Yep.
That was that spiritual aspect, which they declared.
And they're still trying to do.
Was broken. And when those guidestones came down, they were on the run from that day. And now what's happening? If anyone wants to judge President Trump, what I would say, and people are throwing these topics out here. I hear Mason, I hear Jesuit, I hear all this stuff, which throws everybody into the black pill category, not the red pill category. But Mike Pence, and when you look at the coaching tree that he is connected to, the rot that goes all the way down. If you want to guess what's actually happening, you just follow and go find, don't listen to me, go find every single person who's lost their secret access and their security clearances. And everyone who's lost them, you go, okay, what happened here? And then the ones that haven't lost them yet, where does the raccoon run to? And you're seeing a rat trail. And every single one of them is being exposed. And they're putting them on the grand stage for everyone to take a look at. So one at a time, they're exposing these people who try to destroy God's creations. So I guess that's enough said at the moment.
So Judah, so here it is. I'll get you guys in there. Hang on just a second. So I've asked myself this over and over and over and over. Who picked Mike Pence for Donald Trump? Mike Pence is the ultimate insider, folks. Christian disguised insider. Traitor. Assistant coach. Who Donald Trump is told to select as his offensive coordinator by somebody who had a different agenda. Sorry. Mike Pence. Vinny.
Yeah, we know. Trump did not choose that Judas as his vice president.
No way.
He
was given to him. That's right. The evangelical vote. They wanted to get the evangelical vote.
Right. So I'm going along with Judah, right? So Trump, right? We all know that Trump famously recited the snake poem many times, okay? Yep. So I think we all got our eyes on it, right? We trust but verify, right? But guys, where are we now? We're at the point we got to now by Trump playing Jenga. Way past 5D chess, Jenga, okay? He's got this structure that's set up, right? And these bastards are trying to crumble it and blame it on Trump. And he's trying to keep it erect. You have to imagine the kind of gymnastics that you have to go through to get all this done. Okay.
Kenny, I got my eye on Trump, though. You got your eye on Trump, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Okay. So guys, we have to work in tandem. He has set stuff up, but it doesn't work if we don't follow through. We got to follow through.
Where's the church, baby? Where's the church? Amen, Vinny. P.S., come on in.
I'm confused on a few things, Dave. I don't understand why Christians apply the same standards of Jesus to a man. You know, they expect him to be perfect when most Christians have no idea what Jesus said.
Not true. Not only that, P.S., what would it be like to see the average Christian in the White House?
A disaster because they have no strength.
Right.
It's so totally good. Weak and totally weak and you know.
Yep.
But not going back to your all-in comment, you got one side that says we're coming after children, and you got another side that says we're not coming after children. How is that not an all-in opportunity,
dude? Vinny, there's a boom. How's that not an all-in? How are the protection of our children not an all-in thing for the church? Unbelievable. Good point. Kevin.
Boom.
It's not going to make any difference until we actually see somebody with their hands behind their back. Yep. Somebody has got to go to jail. Somebody's got to be tried. Somebody's got to be persecuted. Somebody besides the people that have actually tried to do stuff, like yourself, like all these people that went to jail, somebody up top has got to go to jail. It's time. I mean, we've got so much evidence. Let's see some perp walks.
So let me ask you something, Kevin. Do you trust the Supreme Court?
No.
Come on, folks. Oh, my goodness. Look, those guys wouldn't make it there if somebody didn't have something on them. Jeff Klein, quickly.
Do you trust any courts? So yeah. Here's the thing. Do you hear the latest on Mark Trump's talking about how it affects somebody else? Do you hear about that Vermont school, the girls' basketball team, Christian school? They were in the tournament, and they forfeited, so they're out. Well, they've banned them from any sports, but then they just banned all the kids in that Christian school, every sport, can't participate in any, all the kids. So it's going to court tomorrow.
Yeah, let's sue them for about $800 billion, man. That's what I say. That's what I say. We take it. We just roll over and take it. That's why the Christians don't like Trump, because they don't roll over and take it. Go ahead, Dale. Mr. Dale.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm chatting with my wife. I'm on a date. Okay. I'm taking her to work. So, Coach, we're sitting here talking about this, the mob mentality of steering people the way they do. You know, it's the same thing that they had with Barabbas, right? They got the ignorant people all stirred up with Barabbas. And so these crowds going around the nation just stirring up. We're going to stir up. And people, they don't know anybody on the team, but they're going to hate the team just because of the mob mentality. The same thing they did with Barabbas is what they're doing with Donald Trump.
Maybe. Boom. Good point, right? It is. So again, look, are you looking at me? I don't think Donald Trump's a saint. Sorry. I don't think he's a saint. Is he a Christian? I don't even know if he's a Christian. Is he part of the inner circle? Is he part of the Kabbalah? Is he part of the Jewish mafia? I don't know. But I'm going to say it over and over and over again to those of you who will not hear. It's not about Trump. It's about what will we do now that the door is open for the church to come in. It ain't about him. They could shoot him tomorrow. He could be dead tomorrow. There's an open opportunity right now for the church to. We can defund planned murderhood. Is your pastor talking about that? You hearing that every Sunday in your church? Come on, folks. We got to stand up. We can defund planned murder. No. They're not going to mix religion and politics, right? That same old crappy thing. And Trump's saying what? Come on in. Church, come on in. Man, oh, man. Let's not miss this opportunity. God bless you. See you tomorrow.